Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, I'm very excited. I've just opened up a new online store. I'm moving the majority of my products and programs away from the coaching site and to a new store, which is called mentaltrainingstore.com. And I have about three programs up there, and then I also have some audios. The audios themselves are going to include affirmations. So they're going to be subliminal affirmations that you listen to with headphones. The affirmations are also going to be on audio that you're going to be able to listen to in the background. So there'll be some nice pleasant music with the subliminal affirmations going on, and then there'll be a guided meditation or hypnosis session that goes along with it. So I'm going to have those are the audios, and then I'm going to have full-blown programs, and I have one for weight loss up there already, and one for athletic performance, and anyway, there's going to be a few of them there, and I was really just wrapping one of the audio sessions up today about success, and I'm going to go into put together a large program on success and goals, but this is going to be a sub-part of it, and I realized that I hadn't discussed this, and part of success, there is a formula, at least within NLP and some other practices, the five steps to success, and I wanted to go over that today because we're kind of, you know, we're approaching the summer, and you know, you could use this for your bathing suit weather or your goals to release body fat and get in shape, and you know, approaching the halfway mark of the year, and perhaps maybe setting some new goals and new successes for the upcoming second half of the year. So with that, I just wanted to go over these five steps to success. And again, I'll post these on my blog where the podcast is so you can go back and look at them. But the number one, the first step, is to know your outcome. And that may seem, all of these are going to seem like, duh, that's obvious. But when you look at yourself when you have achieved success in the past, and when you haven't, one of these five steps was missing when you hadn't. So to know what to do, the steps to become successful, is important just to keep this in mind. So the first thing is to know your outcome. And I know I've talked about smarter goals and achievable outcomes and how to form that, but if you don't know what you're going after, you're obviously not going to get it. And I know this is really silly, but people, and the outcome is not just I want to feel good, because that's an internal state. But when you start applying achievable outcomes and smarter goals to the number one step here is know your outcome. That is the specifics about it. So you're going to know exactly what your outcome is. What are you exactly looking for? If it's sales, you know exactly how much, customers you're going to contact today, or how much you're going to make today, or how many you're going to sell in the next month. And if it's fitness, know your outcome. I'm going to go to the gym this many times. I'm going to lose this much weight. I'm going to gain this much weight, perhaps. But to know specifically your outcome. And I would say that I would even put this to every single day. What is your daily outcome? What do you want at the end of the day? When you look back at the end of the day, have you achieved what you wanted? Well, if you don't set an outcome for the day, you're just going to be floating around like a cork on the ocean, just going, oh, okay, well, it was a fun day. Yeah, it was nice. So I would encourage you to set daily outcomes based on your monthly outcome, based on your quarterly goals, based on your yearly outcome. And I know this seems like it's a lot of goal setting, but it doesn't necessarily have to be if you just know your outcome. So just it could be a one-liner today. I want to contact 10 people about my businesses. Boom, that's your outcome. So you know what the outcome is. Number two, this is again going to seem like a pretty obvious fact here, but the second step in Five Steps to Success is take action. Yeah, I know that, well, that's a given. How many times have you yourself said what you want and never took action on it? Oh, I want to lose 10 pounds, and you never went to the gym. Oh, I want to meet that special someone, and you never took action to go out and interface with groups or meet somebody. Oh, I want to do... So you had kind of an outcome in mind, but you never took that action. So that stems from either that's not really a deeply desired outcome, or there's limiting beliefs that are holding you back, and that's a whole nother area. But we're talking about the keys, the five steps to success. So the second step to success is taking action. And it's really important. I can't emphasize it enough. And I think you look at any success that you've had in your life, you know you took action towards it. And so the third step to success is have sensory acuity, meaning is what you're doing working? And this is where I'm just going to tie this back to my smarter goals. The E means evaluate. You have to have some sort of evaluation process for the action that you're taking. For instance, I live in San Jose, California, and if I wanted to go to Phoenix, Arizona, there's a route I would take. And my sensory acuity would be watching the signpost that I get closer. So I may go through Palm Springs, and I, you know, there's other areas, Riverside first, and then Palm Springs and some other areas. But if I'm driving along and I don't have sensory acuity, I could be seeing signs for Lake Tahoe and go, oh, okay, well, at least I'm heading east. I know I'm going east. That's where Palm Springs is. It's east. And if I don't have that sensory acuity, I'm just going to keep going along and along and along. So basically, with sensory acuity, if what you're doing isn't working, do something else. And that comes to number four, the fourth step, and we'll tie these both together. Number four is have behavioral flexibility, meaning be able to do other things. But just to finish off this sensory acuity, we... Many, many times in failing, or not failing, because there's no failure, there's only feedback. So many, many times in getting feedback that we're not looking for, we will continue to do it over and over again without even the sensory acuity. We're just walking around like zombies trying to accomplish something, and we go, well, if we just do more of it, it's going to eventually pay off. And there are some principles behind that. You want to keep going to a certain point, but also you have to know if you're getting farther away from your goal or getting closer to your goal. And that requires that sensory acuity, and that requires you to keep some sort of a record-keeping system, a measurement system to appreciate your progress. Which brings us to that fourth one, is having behavioral flexibility. That means, are you so determined on how you're going to get your success as opposed to what it is? So the how is, you know, how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by this way. I'm only going to exercise 4 times a week, and that's it. And I'm only going to go low walking cardio. And if you're so focused and determined to do one way and it's not working, success is going to be fleeting for you. But to have behavioral flexibility means that you're open to doing new things and trying new ways of achieving your goal. If it's starting a business, maybe you took ads out in the local paper and that's not paying off. Well, you don't keep spending money if it's not working. You do something else, and maybe it's a meetup group, or maybe it's online advertising, or maybe it's doing free lectures. Well, there are other ways to do things. This is just a point of, you have to have that behavioral flexibility in knowing what you want. It's like climbing up a mountain or rock climbing. You have a route in mind, you're up there, and you go, I want to go over to this way, but there's no handhold, there's no foothold, this is rock climbing. And you have to have behavioral flexibility to go, oh, okay, well, there's something over here. Let me go over to the right instead of the left. And you keep climbing up, and eventually you'll get to the top. But if you were so determined on climbing that rock face in one direction, or taking one path to the top of the mountain, or taking one road to get to your destination, and you hit a detour and you stop there, life's going to be pretty tough for you. So having that behavioral flexibility provides so much relief in that you can accomplish your goal in a myriad of ways. And then the fifth step is operate from a state of psychological excellence, meaning that, I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but when you approach, when you take your action, when you have that behavioral flexibility, when you have that sensory acuity, have all of those from a point of excellence. What would a person who has already achieved what you want be doing? And that kind of goes into modeling a little bit, but you want to have your psychology and your pictures, your internal representations of excellence. Know exactly what your goal is going to look like. Operate from that psychological excellence as if it's already accomplished. Do something and do it correct and excellent up to your standards. So you work from it from a psychological point of excellence. And this is, it's hard to put a grasp around this, because it's your own internal representations. That is, it's your own thoughts, your pictures, your sounds of achieving that outcome. So basically, you can look at this as also a visualization process. It's all part of that, where you see your goal already accomplished, you taste it, you feel it, everything about it. But it comes from that it's done, it's an excellent product that you're delivering, or an excellent service, or an excellent life. So it's right at the top there of excellence according to you, right? This is all also according to you. So those are the five steps to success. Again, it's know your outcome, take action, have sensory acuity, have behavioral flexibility, and operate from a state of psychological excellence. And I hope this helped out, because I'm really passionate about success, regardless of what it is, because success is all up to you. It's how you define it. And we go through life many, many times wanting to achieve things, wanting to have success in a relationship, wanting to have success in business, wanting to have success in our health and our fitness, and yet many of us fall short. And it can be for a myriad of reasons, but this simple formula, it's simple, it may not be easy, but the simple formula will help you achieve that success in whatever area of life that you're looking for. The key to all of this is you. It's you, you, you. Again, you have the sensory acuity, you have the behavioral flexibility, you know what you want, you take action. So if you are depending on somebody else to provide these for you, you will not be achieving your success. And that has to do with your beliefs, values, and programming. So if you're waiting for somebody to hand these to you, to teach you these, to give you success, then you may want to take a look at what your programming has been done. And with that, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will